Patanjali says, you are immoral, but that is an effect. You are greedy, but that is an effect. You feel anger, that is an effect. Find out the cause. Don't go on fighting with effects, because that is not going to help. You can fight with your greed. It will appear from somewhere else again. You can fight with your anger. It will be repressed and will explode somewhere again. Effects cannot be destroyed by fighting with effects. That's why yoga is not a system of morality. It is a system of awareness. The real cause has to be found. If you go on cutting the leaves and pruning the leaves of a tree, it is not going to affect the tree. New leaves will come up. You will have to find out the roots, the very cause. If you want to destroy the tree, you will have to destroy the roots. Roots destroyed, the tree will disappear. But you can go on cutting the branches. It is not going to destroy the tree. In fact, wherever you will cut one branch, three will come up. Prune a tree and it becomes dense and thicker. Cut the roots and the tree disappears. Yoga says morality goes on fighting with the effects. You are greedy. You try to be non-greedy. But what happens? You can be non-greedy only if your greed can be diverted towards non-greed. If somebody says that if you become non-greedy, you will go to heaven. If you remain greedy, you will go to hell. Now what he is doing? He is giving you a new object for your greed. He is saying become non-greedy. You will attain to paradise and you will be happy there forever and ever. Now a greedy person will start thinking how to practice non-greed so he can reach to heaven. Now you are afraid. Fear is there. How to get rid of fear? You can be made more afraid. And so much fear can be created about fear that you start repressing it. But that is not going to make you fearless. You will simply become more afraid. A new fear will arise, fear of fear. You are angry. It is simple for you to become angry and very difficult to resist the temptation. Now, something can be done. Why you become angry? Whenever your ego is hurt, you become angry. Now, it can be taught to you that a man who is controlled is respected in the society. A man who does not show his anger so easily is thought to be a great man. Then your ego is being enhanced. Become more disciplined and controlled. And don't be so easily tempted to become angry. Your ego is not destroyed. Rather, it is strengthened. The disease may change its form, name, but the disease will remain. Remember this. Yoga is not a system of morality because it doesn't bother about effects. That's why there are no such thing as 10 commandments. People go on teaching to each other without knowing the basic cause. And unless the basic cause is known, nothing can be done. Human personality remains the same. Maybe a little modified here and there, polished here and there. I have heard A policeman went to the eye hospital for an eye test. Seated in front of the chart, the doctor asked him to read through the lines one at a time. As the man got to the bottom line, which read CSVENCZW, he hesitated. The doctor said, "Don't look so worried. If you can't read it, just try your best." The policeman said, "Read it. I know the fellow personally." It is so hard to accept that you don't know. That you don't know why you are egoistic. You don't know that why you get so easily angry. You don't know why greed is there. You don't know why lust is there, why fear is there. Without knowing the cause, you start fighting with the effects. You assume that you know. Many people come to me and they say, "Somehow we would like to get rid of anger." I ask them, "Do you know the cause?" They shrug their shoulders. They say, "Just anger is there and I get very easily angry. And it disturbs me, disturbs my relationship, makes me more tense, creates anxiety, repentance, guilt." But these are all effects. Why, in the first place, anger arises? Nobody asks. And this is the beauty of it. If you ask about the cause, if you inquire about the cause, you will be surprised to find out that the cause is one. There are millions of effects, but the cause is one. The root is one. Anger, greed, ego, lust, fear, hatred, jealousy, envy, violence, whatsoever the effect, the cause is one. And the cause is that awareness is not enough in you.